I'd like to welcome to the studio, Mitten. Hello.
Yo, 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 what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good, how are you?
Good, I'm fine, thank you. I'm very grateful that you've travelled all the way from Birmingham.
Just it's all good. That's all worth it, it's all worth it.
How long did that take you?
I had to get a train at 1:30.
In the morning?
No.
Oh, afternoon. Of course not, I don't say that.
Wow. Wow, so it's taken a while, but it's all right, it's all good.
What were you doing on your travels?
Okay, I had to watch Game of Thrones. I had to catch up with the series and stuff. Just tweeting, all of that shebang. Couple Snapchats here and there.
I saw all your tweets. I was retweeting them. It's quite a lot, wasn't it? Yeah. I need people to know you're going to be here.
Yeah, Emmett.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. We've got loads to talk about because, am I right in saying you're only 18?
Yeah.
But you've had such a crazy life so far.
Yeah, it's been kind of mad.
What was the first thing that you did that was quite major?
I was in Thriller Live in the West End from when I was like 9 to like 12, but I started off on tour.
Oh, wow.
So I went like all around Europe and all of that, like Germany and stuff, like performing in front of like 3,000 to 5,000 people and stuff, like sometimes like in arenas. So it was a mad experience to be like honest, especially like such a young age.
Yeah,
I had to have like a tutor and stuff to like, flew me about and that, but it was really good.
Were you naturally quite confident, or is that something
I was always, I don't know, like, I've always been, like, quite bubbly and stuff, as, like, my school reports used to say. But, yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Bubbly, nice word. And it must have been scary, though, with thousands of people, especially at such a young age.
I think after a while, you kind of just adapt to it, so you kind of get used to it. Like, doing, like, 3 years of it was just, like, wow.
Yeah. So, and how, like, did you get the part? Did you just audition or?
Yeah, I had to go through four or five stages to the audition. So you had to go into like, have you heard of Stagecoach?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
They put me forward for it.
Okay.
At first, it was like my first like singing thing ever. So I just kind of went to the audition. I was just thinking, oh, like, I'm just going to go for an audition. The next thing I know, I get a call back and I was kind of like, oh snap, like this could actually go somewhere kind of thing. And then before I know it, I'm on the flipping stage, like, I was like, my first night though, I was pooing it a little bit.
Yeah,
I was pooing it a little bit.
Did you ever make any like major mistakes?
Yeah. I've dropped a few times, dislocated my arm.
Oh.
On stage.
Ouch.
And I know, I was like, I had to do like a dance move where I like push my arms out and I went too hard and it just went, and I was like,
I'm guessing you just carried on though.
I carried on, but I had a little tear, like a single tear on my face while I was doing it. It's painful.
That must have been. And was it, so you said it was singing that got you into it. Did you think like acting was a big passion for you at the time? Was it mainly just singing?
Because obviously Stagecoach is like singing, acting and dancing. So like I always enjoyed dancing and singing the most. So when I saw the part, like I hadn't actually done any like proper singing before, so I was kind of like, oh, okay. But after the Thriller Live experience, definitely like just took me, man. I was like, yeah, this is the one. This is the one.
It's good practice, isn't it?
Yeah, really? it is. Not gonna lie.
And would you want to do any other theatre shows?
Probably. I'm not sure. Probably not any like theatre shows. Cause I'm more into like studio and then like going doing gigs and stuff like that. That's what I'm into now. But probably like later down the line, maybe, I don't know. Have to see.
Good.
Yeah.
And of course you must love Michael Jackson too.
Yeah, he's a G. He's a G.
Did you sort of grow up listening to his music?
Yeah. Like it's one of them, like when your mum's in the car, she's just banging out like Michael Jackson. I was like, kind of like, yeah. So I grew up with like around his music. So it's like a big inspiration for me, really.
And does that inspire sort of the music that you do now?
The music I'm doing now is like a R&B grime kind of crossover. So it's like something fresh, which hasn't been done before.
So nothing like Michael Jackson.
No. I got rid of the afro as well. So. One of them.
Fair enough. But talking about your afro, you did display it to the world on Britain's Got Talent in 2011.
It was huge.
When you was only 12.
I know, with my little red scarf and stuff.
Yeah.
It was mad.
Very cute.
We all had afros, little four afro kids.
Because it's funny, because when I watched the auditions and stuff, I actually thought you were going to perform like a Jackson 5 thing, and then you didn't.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Everyone thought that.
Talk us through the process of Britain's Got Talent.
You go through, there's like, I think there's like a stage before you actually get on the TV. So you go for that audition and then you go on to the TV. So, like, you know, the one when they got all the buzzers and stuff. Yeah. I remember, like, just before we went on, I heard someone get buzzed and I absolutely, like, it's just like a bam. It's so loud. It's loud. And I was like, like, proper got shook and stuff. But, it's a mad experience. It really, really is, because you go, there's so many stages and say you've got people filming you all the time. Like, it's always a camera on you kind of thing. And you go on the stage and you've got like four people, which people look up to, like Simon Cowell and stuff like that. And they're just staring at you kind of thing. And like, what's your name? You're just like, it's mind blowing, man. You've got loads of people looking at you and stuff. You just don't want to slip up.
I think like, it's more nerve wracking doing that than being on film.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say I think I was probably the most shook, I'd say, probably the semi-final, because it was kind of like, okay, they give you a song, they give you like some dancing to do, and they're like, okay, go away and do it. And you got to rehearse it, and you're like, oh my God. Like, you're going on stage, and then they literally call your name, and you're going on, you're on live TV. And it's just like, oh my God, like what's about to go down kind of thing. But it went down really, really well. Yeah. Like, everyone loved it. So.
You got to, like, you're third.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Close. I know.
It must have done pretty good.
Yeah, and it's all right. It's all
how
right.
How did it feel that you were that close, but then you didn't win?
You know, I see it as, it's an achievement to get third out of how many people which auditioned. So I just took it as a blessing, really. Yeah. Like, just, yeah, man, it's really good. Sick.
Yeah. And you were with your three other friends.
Yeah.
New Bounce.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys kind of continued a little bit. Because all the judges said that you had a future together and you were
competitive into JLS.
How did that feel? You've been compared at such a young age.
I was kind of like, whoa. And we met the boys as well.
Oh, really?
Because they came down, I think it was for like the final. And they came down and like, oh, hey, boys, what are you saying? Like this, that, and other. I was like, like, it's just mad. Like, it's mad to get compared to such a big group as well. Like, at the time, they were huge.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, I'd see it was a really big achievement. Like, yeah.
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 And New Bounce did stay together for a while.
Yeah.
Then, what happened?
Everyone just wanted to do different projects. Really just wanted to do their own thing and stuff. So, it's one of them where, like, you kind of outgrow it.
Yeah.
I felt like I kind of outgrew, like, because I was getting old and stuff. So I've been in a group since I was like 12. So I was getting to like 18 stuff. It's just like, I'll do my own thing. Yeah. See what's good.
And that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing tonight.
Yeah.
And we will talk about your current mixtape that you've got out, but I'm going to play a track from it first. This is Catfish. It's been my head all day.
Serious.
I listened to it earlier. And I've seen it. I can't sing, so I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to let you sing it on this track. So this is Mitten singing Catfish on Phoenix FM.
To talk and all of that stuff, talking so deep like we are in love, breaking laws on social networks, sending pictures of the happiest done. And I couldn't wait until I met you, baby. Losing sleep, thoughts of you driving me crazy. Got me on a roller coaster, playing with my mind. Should have done my background research and read between the lines. Tell me, have you seen her? That girl I was talking to on my Twitter. She's nothing like I witnessed on her Insta. Bring the cameras, I say I'm pumped. Catfish, tell me, have you seen her? Cause this girl standing here, I'm not feeling her. She looks completely picture. Bring the cameras, I say I'm pumped. Catfish, what you gonna say and what you gonna do? Thought I wouldn't find out that she is in you. Wasted both our times, I'm heartbroken. Got me on a roller coaster, playing with my mind. Should have done my background research and read between the lines. Tell me, have you seen her? That girl I was talking to on my Twitter. She's nothing like I witnessed on her Insta. Bring the cameras, I say I'm pumped.
On 20 past 7 on this Friday evening, that was Mitten with Catfish here on Phoenix, and he's still live in the studio with me now. How's it feel hearing that on the radio?
Sick. It's mad, isn't it? It's just mad. It's mad, like, just hearing, like, yourself on a radio and that.
Yeah. Is it weird, like, listening to you? Obviously, you've been singing pretty much all your life.
It is. I think I've got used to it, but, like, when you first hear yourself, you're like, is that how I sound, kind of thing? It's like, it's weird. Like, you know, when you hear your voice back on like a tape when you're talking, yeah. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. I remember listening back to my first ever radio show. I was like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. But you just do more and you improve,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was from your current mixtape, Rhythm Girls. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Basically, it's a mixtape of four, I've remixed four grime tracks. So, Girls by the Hour, Rhythm and Girls, but it's called something else, which I'm not going to say.
Okay.
You know Stormzy, Shut Up?
Yeah.
Like Functions on the Low. That's now called Forget It, which I've done. And obviously Catfish, which was Ghetto Coyote. So I've just done like a little mixtape of remixes. And put it together and just dashed it on SoundCloud.
Sounds good. Yeah. And what was the inspiration for mixing them up?
Well, we came up with like the idea. And then we had one guy, Austin, who helped us out with the tracks and gave us like a kind of direction to go with the tracks. And then we were like, okay, sick. So we've just gone, done the tracks, and we've got, I've got a video coming out tomorrow for Best Friend's Girl. I've done, Forget It and Catfish, and I've got to do Rhythm and Girls for the video, and I'll whack them on Facebook and YouTube.
Nice. And do you have a lot of creative input into that, or are you directed?
Well, I've got a video guy called Mark, who is an absolute beast. Like, it's a joke. Like, he's an animal. We all have like a say in like the direction. So we'll do like a plan and like see, okay, this is the story for this track kind of thing. So we try like Best Friend's Girl, like we matched it to the actual track. Like, whereas, Stormzy Forget It was just like on a black wall. It was just like one take all the way through. But we're trying to do like a proper like music video for the rest of them.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sick.
And you mentioned your sort of YouTube SoundCloud there.
Yeah.
Do you just want to let people know your social media?
Yeah. All my social media is like Snapchat, Instagram, all of that. Twitter is Mitten Sanny. So that's like MyttonSanneh.
Nice. And you also mentioned on there you've been doing a few gigs. Is that right?
Yeah, I did like my first like solo gig. The other week, it was like at Sound Control in Manchester, which is like it's a really nice place in there.
You do like traveling, don't you?
Yeah, I do, innit? I'm always on the train, Literally, it's my life, man.
But would that be inspiration on the train to be writing tracks? Is that what you want to get into writing?
Yeah. Definitely, like, develop as a writer and, like, even maybe, like, have inputs into, like, producing and stuff like that. So, like, yeah.
It's
like all around.
Sort of like mixing your own beats and stuff.
Yeah, that would be sick. Yeah,
that'd be amazing. You'd be like an all-rounder. You can make songs, dance to it, sing to it. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, it'd be decent.
That'd be good. So what do you feel is sort of your next step on your journey? You've got mixtape out.
Well, I've done the mixtape, do the videos for the mixtape, so finished that. I've got an EP which I'm currently doing, which I've pretty much finished. So I'm gonna just put like finishing touches on that, like the cherry on the top, like on that, and then onto the album.
Nice.
Onto the album.
And give an album already.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Good.
Why not?
You got high, like, what's the word? Goals.
Goals. Aspirations.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Which is good, because it's good to have that and then you can get focused.
Yeah.
Cool. Right. Well, when I've got guests on, I like to think of some random questions to ask as well.
Oh, God.
Just to get to know people a bit better.
Hit me. Let's do it.
Something like, what is your favourite pick and mix sweet?
Strawberries. The giant strawberries. Right. Oh, they're
pang. Do you eat them a lot?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I get the big bags. I ain't gonna lie.
Just fill them up. Just
literally. Sometimes the fizzy ones, but usually just like the straight chewy ones. They do.
The chewy ones get stuck in my teeth.
Come on, man.
I don't want to eat these anymore. But that's fair enough. No, that's your choice. Okay. What about if you could have a superhero power, what would it be?
Oh my God.
Spider-Man.
I'd have to be Spider-Man.
Have you seen the new Civil War film? Captain America. Love Captain America.
Nah, Team Iron Man. I'm sorry.
No. Sorry, we're ending this interview now.
No, he's got Spider-Man. Come on. How sick is Spider-Man?
But Captain America is Chris Evans.
Yeah, but... Nah.
We could debate this for the rest of the show. I'm sure listeners don't want to know about Captain America, especially if they're not into it. Okay, so you're Team Iron Man. Okay.
Yeah.
If you could be anyone in the world, who would you be and why?
I'd be Mitt and Sunny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be anyone else?
Nah, man. You're you for a purpose, isn't it? Like, you're you for you. So, just take it with both hands and go for it, man.
Good advice there. And talking of advice, if there was any, like, young people out there who are trying to get into the music industry, what advice would you give them?
Literally, just set yourself a goal, focus on it, and just go for it, man. Because the only person that can stop you is you. Like, that's the truth. So if you really want to do something, you can do it. If you want to break into the industry, just start doing little YouTube things like You Now, stuff like that, and just get people to know you. Just get people to know you.
And you've got a big team behind you that helps you where you are. How can people get in touch with teams like that to get them going?
I'd say your first step is probably getting someone who can do your music for you. So like a producer or something like that. You need to get in contact with someone who can do tracks for you and help you write tracks, vice versa, all that. And then, I think it all builds up kind of thing. So like you start off with a producer and the next thing you know, you've got someone doing your videos and you've got PR and stuff. It's just, it all clicks into place, but you just need to make sure you've got all the foundation, like the groundwork first.
Yeah. And it sounds like it kind of, as you say, just develops. Wake up one and think, wow, like, I've got here already at the age of 18. Like, young and you've got such a big future ahead of you. Does it, like, scare you sometimes?
It is kind of mad. It is kind of mad, but it's what I want to do, so I'm just going to go for it head first.
Not a bad thing to be part of, is it?
Really? Yeah, isn't it?
And if you could collaborate with anyone?
Ooh, that's a question. I was in like absolutely anyone. You know, Chris Brown would actually be sick.
That'd be good.
Chris Brown would be sick.
I do love Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, probably Chris Brown. Justin Bieber would be sick. He's killing it at the moment. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
What do you think about the fact that when he was young, many people, it was like a girl thing when it would be a scream over. And now,
it's a
guys
joke.
Are loving him as well.
It's a joke. Like, I've heard people being like, oh, I fancy Justin Bieber, bro. Like, it's mad, bro. He is sick, though. He's widened, like, his kind of like music and everything.
But how he turned that around?
I know. He did bits. Yeah. He did bits, I ain't gonna lie.
Talking of screaming girls, do you get a lot of fans that are like, go crazy after you?
Obviously, at the moment, I'm kind of coming up. So, I'm working on like my fan base at the moment, like social media. So, at the moment, I do have a few fans, actually. I do have a few. Shout out to you, my G's. Yeah, so I have a few, but, nothing crazy, like people jumping on cars and stuff. Yeah. Like, not yet.
Would you want that?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
And would you come up with a name for your fans? A lot of people.
See. Yeah, I probably will probably later down the line, but like I'm not too sure. Like I can't call them like the Mittenators or something. Like, do you know what I mean? Like I don't know. It has to be kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah. You could put a vote out on social media. I know some people that do that.
A vote?
Yeah.
As in like, what can I call? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think, you know, do you know Robin Regan?
Yeah.
She did that for Reaganators. I think she put it out there with a
That's
vote.
That's sick.
And Reaganators came up with it.
That's sick. That's dope.
Yeah, she did that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
And credit me.
I will. FD Nikki.
Well, thank you very much, Mitten, for coming in.
It's all good.
You're such a nice, genuine guy.
It's all good.
Travelled all this way. I can't believe you've come all this way.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
We're going to play Best Friend's Girl for you. Because that's your current track at the moment.
Yeah. I'm releasing that on Saturday on my Facebook page.
Nice. And what's the inspiration behind that?
Well, like, we just thought of, the concept of kind of like, I'm going for like real life situations. So like, when some people, well, unfortunately, if it's happened to you, it's peak. Like, apologies, but like, you know, like cheating and stuff like that. So I was kind of thinking, like when someone's with their girlfriend and that, and their girlfriend's giving you like an eye when you're walking down the street or something. So I was like, okay, that's a sick concept. Yeah. And let's twist it up and mix it, put it in a pan, see what we can get.
And has that happened to you?
No.
Cause a lot of people do write from like their own experiences, but other people write thinking about what other people.
Where do you kind of stand on that? Well, I've done both, like, Some of my tracks, like EP and stuff, have been like experienced from like first answer, like me. And like, for example, Best Friend's Girl, I'm just thinking outside the box, what would it be like, kind of thing in a situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, both. Oh. Yeah.
Well, we're going to listen to it now. So listen out to the lyrics. This is a Mitten with Best Friend's Girl here on Phoenix FM.
Something wrong with me. I keep falling for the wrong girls. Why can't I see? I keep messing up my whole world. Who would've known she had her eyes on me? I'm not gonna lie, she's in the major league. But she's with him, she is my best friend's girl. Tell her I don't want it, but my heart is falling and I can help it. She's putting it on me, and that my love is trying my best. She won't quit. Can't be falling for my best friend's girl, no. Falling for my best friend's girl, no. Can't be falling for my best friend's girl, no. Falling for my best friend's girl, no. Can't look him in the face when he's talking about his girlfriend. Wanna come clean, but I don't want that left to end. I won't go there, cause we got history. And he is my boy who means much more to me. I wanna do it, but can't do it, cause she's my best friend's girl. Best friend's girl, no. Falling for my best friend's girl, no. Can't be falling for my best friend's girl, no. Falling for my best friend's girl, no.
Best friend's girl here on Phoenix, and the singer is sat next to me, just mugged me off on Snapchat. Thanks for that, man.
It's all right. It's all good. It's all good.
I thought we were taking a picture and he was filming. So I just sat there smiling like an idiot. There you go. So, as again, thank you very much.
It's all good. Thank you for having me.
Idiot of me.
It's all good. It's all good. You see on Twitter later.
That's good. I can take a laugh. It's fine. You've got a song that you wanted me to play that's one of your favorites at the moment. Yes. I'm going to let you introduce it. So go for it.
everyone ready for the pure fire. Basically, what's next is Drake, One Dance.